This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Rapper 21 Savage, who was arrested by ICE agents in Atlanta over Super Bowl weekend, has been granted bond and was released pending a deportation hearing. Savage said, quote, "While I wasn't present at the Grammy Awards, I was there in spirit, and I'm grateful for the support from around the world," unquote. The UK citizen then promptly went out for some tea and crumpets. Guess who attended Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party? Her ex-husband, Brad Pitt. The 55-year-old actor made a low-key arrival at the event, which took place at the Sunset Tower Hotel here in LA. The former couple started dating in 1998, got married in 2000, and then separated in January of 2005. And folks have been pining for them to get back together ever since. Pop star Halsey performed at the newly renovated main floor of Saks Fifth Avenue, playing hits including Bad at Love in front of a crowd of well-heeled guests. When it came to her song Closer, the songstress told the crowd, quote, "They played that song on the radio so effing much. I would get into Uber drivers' cars and they'd be like, I effing hate this song," unquote. Yeah, we agree. Danai Gurira, who stars as Michonne on The Walking Dead, will leave after season 10, which debuts next October. She's only expected to appear in a limited number of episodes in her final season. Gurira, who first appeared in the hit AMC show in season 3, is expected to move on to the three Walking Dead movies that are currently in the works. First Rick, now Michonne. Just days after it was revealed a former pal and associate of Kanye West stole his identity to bilk German fashion designer Philip Plein out of nearly $1 million, the adoptive parents of a little girl Ye sampled on his 2016 release Life of Pablo are coming after him. They filed suit over his use of their daughter's 4-year-old voice at the beginning of the song Ultralight Beam. Boy, when it rains, it pours. Suicide prevention is a huge issue for WWE fighter Ronda Rousey. Both her father and grandfather took their own lives. That's why she's so passionate about helping to open a new suicide prevention center in LA. She, along with Melissa Rivers, who lost her own dad to suicide, held a big event outside the building where the new Dede Hirsch Suicide Prevention Center opens this week. Nice work. Michael Jackson's estate is calling HBO's decision to air a documentary that includes allegations from two men that the superstar molested them disgraceful and is urging the cable network to further investigate their backgrounds. The family wants a meeting with HBO execs to try to discredit the two men featured in Leaving Neverland, which airs March 3rd. Yeah, nice try. Tesla founder Elon Musk won't likely miss the sleek mid-century modern he recently put on the market for $4.5 million because he's a freaking billionaire. In the home, window shades, music, temperature, and security can all be adjusted via one small remote. There are also spectacular views from the canyon to the ocean. And he's also purchased 5 other homes in the area. Jelly! Meek Mill had an expensive Saturday night after his Rolls-Royce Phantom got nailed in a crash with an Uber. Meek was rolling up to Delilah in West Hollywood at around 1:30 a.m. riding shotgun when the Rolls pulled up to the curb. We're told it was moving forward slowly as the black SUV was in reverse and the cars hit. That's gonna be one expensive repair bill. Yikes. Allison Janney could have a couple more Emmy nominations coming her way. CBS has issued a 2-season renewal to Mom, the sitcom fronted by Janney and Anna Faris. The series is currently in its 6th season. Janney's been nominated for 5 Emmy Awards for her portrayal of recovering addict Bonnie Plunkett on Mom, winning twice. Wow, now that's a winning streak. R. Kelly shows might be poison for ticket vendors in the U.S., but in Germany, he's upgrading to bigger gigs. The singer is slated to perform a few concerts this spring, and he's being booked despite heavy backlash in the States following Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly. There's also many musicians here pulling their collabs with him online, but in Germany, the show will go on. Looks like Blac Chyna and Soulja Boy are a thing. The two have been dating for a whole week. They met up at singer Sean Kingston's penthouse in LA last week, and they've been spending a lot of time together since. Just 2 weeks ago, cops responded to a domestic disturbance call at a hotel suite shared by Chyna and her then-boyfriend, Kid Boo. But that was so 2 weeks ago. Chance the Rapper had Barney's department store close early so that his fiancée, Kirsten Corley, could have the place to herself as she went on a shopping spree. Kirsten left with four extra-large shopping bags and four garment bags filled with clothing, shoes, and accessories. The couple enjoyed bite-sized sandwiches, champagne, and macaroons while shopping. How gangsta. Has been. Hey, we saw Lorenzo Lamas cruising down the highway on his chopper with a big grin on his face, and now we know why. The Renegade star was declared officially single when his divorce with wife number five, Shauna Craig, was signed off by an LA Superior Court judge. Along with his freedom, he was given back his 2002 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Ride, Lorenzo! Ride! The Trash Bin. Dina Lohan is in love with a man she's never met. That's right, the mother of Lindsay Lohan, who's competing on Celebrity Big Brother, opened up to her fellow housemates about her unique love life. Dina, 56, said, quote, "I've been talking to him for 5 years, like every day. I feel like I know him," unquote. Yep, spoken like a true D-lister.
The news wrap-up.
Uber, Lyft, Slack, and Postmates have all said that an IPO is coming later this year. People are holding on to iPhones a lot longer, and that could contribute to an almost 20% decline in sales in 2019. Facebook has acquired GrokStyle, a startup specializing in AI technology. Apple has fixed their FaceTime eavesdropping bug and will pay a reward to the 14-year-old who found it. Feeling old?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Lego Movie 2 is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Ariana Grande's Thank You, Next, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one book.
It's still former First Lady Michelle Obama's Becoming for the 13th week.
Ariana Grande was nominated for two awards at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, winning her first award for Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. She was also nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance for her second single off of Sweetener titled God is a Woman. She didn't win that one, as Grammy voters chose Joanne by Lady Gaga. That's okay though, winning Best Pop Album is a big deal. Soon she'll take her Sweetener album out on the road for 6 months, playing to sold-out arenas across the U.S. and Canada. Here's Ariana Grande with the song of the week. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just a feeling this way. I do not know what to say, yeah, yeah. But I know I shouldn't think about it. So one fucking look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away, yeah, yeah. But you know I'm already thinking about it.
Grande with the song of the week. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.